Well, hello guys, I'm having a funny 5 minutes here, and I want you to as well. I want you to use your imagination. You know the board game Risk, where you have to use all those different colours? My favourite, of course, is red. But what happens if that was real? What happens if people were these colours? When they're born, they're given this colour. For life. Then neither colour likes the other colour. Anyway, listen to this. Bring him in. Sit him down there. You're very lucky. Being green, walking into a red camp, usually you're shot on the spot. Because nobody in this world now takes prisoners. It's too damn costly.
Well, I know I took a chance, but I wanted to speak with you.
Don't use chance in such a terrible way. You're already a dead man. I'm just prolonging it. Well, I don't believe there's anything a green would say to me that would make any sense.
Well, I was wondering if we could talk, say, privately, without these guards.
So, we ain't leaving. You know what these greens are like. They're vile. Settle down, soldier. Leave us alone for a little while. Just stay outside the door. It's all right. If he tries anything, I'll terminate him myself. Just call if you need a son. Come. Well, I gotta say, for a green, you got some balls. And that's the only reason why you're still alive. Start talking.
Well, I became a green just like you probably did when you became a red. From birth. Men just like you, it was the chance method used.
Yeah. Tell me something I don't know.
Well, I'm about probably 48 years old. I can't tell, because the years are all different now. And you look roughly about the same. And in all my time, all the colours on the planet now, have always stayed relatively the same. Even though there's been continuous conflict since I can remember. And my father.
Yeah, that's called balance, okay?
Is it? My colour was chosen on the roll of a dice. Is that scientific?
It's more than scientific. It's chance.
And I propose it's something different. I propose it's a formula to keep all our factions and colours the same strength, the same size, no matter if there's any more wars or not. And the reason is so that the conflict can keep going indefinitely. There's never going to be any winners. Because it's rigged, there's going to be eternal conflict for our children and our children's children.
What do you mean? Us Reds are pretty much doing you Greens in.
At the moment. And after a while, it'll be the other way round. What I'm suggesting to you is that somebody is born. The dice isn't rolled.
Then how would they know their colour?
They wouldn't have a colour.
Ah, you're talking treason. You know, I thought you'd have something interesting to say, but I was wrong.
Come off it. Think about it. You must have thought in your mind sometime or other. Not out loud. What happens if there were no colours?
Come and get him. Take him to the Red Room. Do all the necessaries for termination and terminate immediately.
Right away, sir.
Listen, you know what I know and our fathers knew as well. There's always been red, green, yellow, blue, and black. And that's all there's ever been. And that's all there ever will be.
Yes. And what happens if you have all those different colours on a wheel and spin it fast?
You really are a green Fruit Loop.
It's white!
Take him away! Right now! Forget any preparation, terminate him immediately, and log it in.
You're making a mistake.
Oh, come on, guys, it's just a game of Risk. Or does it seem kind of closer to home? After all, life is just a game.